Jesus God, what a grief is this, that princes' subjects cannot be true, but still the devil hath some of his, will play their parts whatsoever into. Forgetting what a grievous thing it is to offend the anointed king. Alas, for woe, why should it be so? This makes a sorrowful hi-ho. In Scotland is a bonny king, as proper a youth as need to be, well given to every happy thing that can be in a king to see. Yet that unlucky country still hath people given to crafty will. Alas, for woe, why should it be so? This makes a sorrowful hi-ho. On which in eve it so befell, a pause it was made to give the king, whereof his lady nurse her tell, and that it was a poisoned thing. She cried and called piteously, now help or else the king shall die. Alas, for woe, why should it be so? This makes a sorrowful hi-ho. One Brown that was an Englishman and heard the lady's piteous cry, out with his sword and bestirred him then out of the doors in haste to fly. But all the doors were made so fast, out of a window he got at last. Alas, for woe, why should it be so? This makes a sorrowful hi-ho. He met the bishop coming fast, having the posset in his hand. The sight of Brown made him aghast, who bid him stoutly stay and stand. With him were two that ran away, for fear the Brown would make a fray. Alas, poor woe, why should it be so? This makes a sorrowful hi-ho. Bishop, quoth Brown, what hast thou there? Nothing at all, my friend, said he, but a posset to make the king good cheer. Is it so? Said Brown, that will I see. First I will have thyself begin, before thou go any further in. Be it weal or woe, it shall be so, this makes a sorrowful hi-ho. The bishop said, Brown, I do know thou art a young man poor and bare. Livings on thee I will bestow, let me go on, take thou no care. No, no, quoth Brown, I will not be a traitor for all Christianity. Happy well or woe, it shall not be so, drink now with the sorrowful hi-ho. The bishop drank, and by his belly burst, and he fell down. A just reward for his traitory, this was a posset indeed, quoth Brown. He searched the bishop and found his keys to come to the king when he did please. Alas, for woe, why should it be so? This makes a sorrowful hi-ho. As soon as the king got word of this, he humbly fell upon his knee and praised God that he did miss to taste of that extremity. For that he did perceive and know his clergy would betray him so. Alas, for woe, why should it be so? This makes a sorrowful hi-ho. Alas, he said, unhappy realm, my father and godfather slain, my mother banished, oh, extreme unhappy fate and bitter bane. And now, like treason wrought for me, what more unhappy realm can be? Alas, for woe, why should it be so? This makes a sorrowful hi-ho. The king did call his nurse to his grace and gave her 20 pound a year, and trusty Brown to in like case benighted him with gallant jeer, and gave him livings great for doing such a manly feat, as he did show to the bishop's woe, which made a sorrowful hi-ho. When all this treason done and past took not effect of traitory, another treason at the last they sought against his majesty, how they might make their king away by a privy blanket on a day. Alas, for woe, why should it be so? This makes a sorrowful hi-ho. Whereat they meant to sell the king beyond the seas, it was decreed. 3 noble earls heard of this thing and did prevent the same with speed. For a letter came with such a charm that they should do their king no harm. For further woe if they did so, which made a sorrowful hi-ho. The Earl Morton told the Douglas then, take heed you do not offend the king, but show yourselves like honest men, obediently in everything. For his godmother will not see her noble child misused to be with any woe, for if it be so, she will make a sorrowful hi-ho. God grant all subjects may be true in England, Scotland, and everywhere, that no such danger may ensue to put the prince or state in fear, that God the highest king may see obedience as it ought to be. In wealth or woe, God grant it be so, to avoid the sorrowful hi-ho.